Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, we're joined by Superintendent Randy Flack of the Knoxville School District. Can you tell us about the school board meeting?
Well, Karen, there were several items on the agenda from the Tuesday night meeting. One of the first things that was on the agenda was a summary from Kevin Crawford, our high school principal, about the number of students enrolled in classes this first semester who are earning college credit while taking high school and other college classes. There are a variety of ways these students are earning credit through Des Moines Area Community College, through concurrent course offerings taught by our own teachers. There are students earning credits at Central College. So through these various methods, we have the equivalent of over 200 students earning college credit this semester in the Knoxville School District. And I'm sure we'll have a similar number the second semester. Started a couple new classes this year, criminal justice and a teacher academy course. Those are very popular courses going along with our usual offerings, and some of the more popular offerings there, of course, are in health occupations. So very excited to be providing opportunities for our high school students to earn college credit without the high cost of college.
Wonderful. And you said 200? More than 200 students.
Yeah, and of course some students are taking more than one course at a time, but it's the equivalent of that.
Wonderful. Give them a leg up when they graduate next spring. Okay. Looks like there's going to be an implementation of a security system coming up?
Yes, last spring our Board of Education approved a contract with Strauss Security Systems out of Des Moines to install security systems throughout our district. What that involved are some cameras at the middle school and high school, as well as new entry systems in all of our buildings. We now have card access systems for our employees, and we have cameras installed at all the main doors of our buildings with a buzz-in system for visitors to the school district. First thing in the morning, when students are arriving, the main entries will be unlocked so that, you know, we don't have to buzz everyone in. But after the students are in school, after we've got our day going, then those doors will be locked. And all of our employees will have access cards that they can just flash in front of the electric eye, if you want to use that term, and they'll be admitted to the buildings. Visitors will be asked to press a buzzer. There's a camera so that they can be identified by our building secretaries, and they'll be buzzed in. We just think this is a really important and really beneficial move to provide additional safety and security for our students, for our staff, and for our visitors. So this will be implemented beginning Monday, October 28th.
Timely with recent events.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that we need to do to provide safety. I know that there are a lot of schools moving in this direction now. You know, Strauss and other security companies, I think, are having little trouble staying ahead of the game because there is so much interest here.
What were the hours again that the doors will be locked?
Basically, they'll be locked all day long and all night long, except for that short amount of time, 15 or 20 minutes, when the students are entering the buildings in the morning.
It sounds like a good program. I think you can't be too careful right now. So it looks like the next item on the agenda was to consider authorization of a retirement incentive. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Over the past few years, our Board of Education, in order to better manage the general fund budget, has offered a retirement incentive for employees who have been with the district for at least 10 consecutive years and are at least 55 years of age. Over the past few years, the board has offered this on an every other year, an alternate year basis. We did not offer an incentive last year. This year we are offering an incentive, and it includes either a salary benefit paid over a period of 3 years or a health insurance premium paid over 5 years for any of those employees who choose to retire at this time. It's a benefit to the school district because in some cases, a retirement may result in a position not having to be refilled, or if the position is filled, most times, especially in the case of a teacher, the teacher that we're hiring to replace a retiree is a much less experienced person and then comes in at a lower salary. So whenever the board feels that it's beneficial to the funding of the school district, that's when they have implemented this plan.
The superintendent's participation in the Iowa Leadership Academy. Can you speak about that?
The Iowa Leadership Academy is also known as the Iowa Superintendent's Network. It's something that I've participated in the last couple years where superintendents from this AEA and from other AEAs across the state meet to discuss issues connected with student achievement and initiatives that different school districts are taking to improve student achievement. Every other month, we visit a school in the area. That school identifies an initiative or a program that they have started in their school districts designed to increase student achievement, to increase student engagement, perhaps to address higher order thinking skills. The superintendents who visit observe the students. We watch and see what the students are doing and give some feedback to the school that school can use to maybe talk about plans for the future or different ways to address student needs. So it's been a real positive benefit for me as far as a professional development for a superintendent, but also it's been of benefit to the Knoxville School District, because last year this group visited the Knoxville Middle School and they're going to do a follow-up visit in February.
We have tentative enrollment numbers.
Our tentative figures are 1,797 students. Now that's a decline of about 21 students from last year, which it's a decline, but it's the smallest decline we've had in the last 5 years. So I think we're finally leveling off a little bit as far as student enrollment in the school district.
The Shared Operational Functions Report.
The legislature last year, Iowa legislature, passed legislation that provided additional funding for schools who shared operational or management functions. They could share superintendents, business managers, directors of maintenance, transportation, teacher librarians, a variety of that type of position. The decision was to provide additional funding for those schools who were sharing or entered new sharing agreements to encourage sharing and saving of expenditures.
Okay.
We already share and have for the past 2 or 3 years teacher librarians with Pleasantville and with Sheraton. That was a position that until this recent legislation was not eligible for sharing money or additional funding, but now it is, and that could result, if it's fully funded, and we're still kind of waiting on that, but if it's fully funded, it could result in the addition of more than 35 students worth of funding, which is well over $200,000 for the school district. So the sharing could be a benefit to the school district.
One final item, it looks like there's a construction going on. What's the update on the construction project?
Well, as everyone knows, our Performing Arts Center was opened up a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
We have a few things still to clear up there. There's some restroom tile work that needs to be finished up. There's a accessible ramp at the west end of the building that needs to be installed. Sod needs to be laid, grass seed spread. There are a couple things finishing up also with a new cooling tower at the high school, and also that a sidewalk leading from the softball field to the restrooms at the ball fields has been done. That was a project that the board approved after talking with Cindy Jones and the softball club about some projects they'd like to see completed at the softball field. So I just liked to provide an update of those projects to the board.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Flack. It's been nice to meet you and talk to you a little bit today.
Thank you, Karen.
We appreciate it. You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with Dr. Randy Flack, Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, discussing last evening's school board meeting. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.